Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Dr. Ope Aluwa-Satunwa. He's the executive director of the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. He spoke about the importance of communication for deaf and hard of hearing Missourians and about some recent advances, like the availability of clear masks and American Sign Language interpreters at Governor Parsons' COVID-19 briefings. Here's Dr. Satunwa, as heard through staff interpreter A.J. Housewright.
Communication is something that we do every day, all day, every day. There's no way around communication. So when communication has a barrier, then it becomes a larger issue or problematic that may impact several other areas of your life. That may include the ability to hold on to a job, being able to communicate with people at home, when you go to the doctor's office, having to communicate there. With these clear masks, that means that you'll be able to lip read a little bit. It's not just for the deaf person, it's for both people in the communication. Since communication is a two-way street, my ability to understand you and your ability to understand me really is a two-way street. If either one of us does not have access to the other when it comes to communication, then communication is just not happening. So it's definitely important for those 600,000 deaf and hard of hearing citizens that live here in the state of Missouri to have access to communication.
What does it mean for you and other Missourians who are deaf and hard of hearing to see AJ on the screen every day with the governor?
So for the first time, many Missourians felt that their voice, or really their language, was recognized at this level. And we're talking about recognition of ASL or a language. But oftentimes we discuss it on paper or in theory, we don't really see it in practice. But here we are starting to see this in practice on TV or on Facebook Live. And so going forward, we want to make sure that this is a common occurrence whenever the governor has any public communication, not just on coronavirus, but any public communication or correspondence that the governor's office has, or really any public official, any entity like that. We want to make sure that interpreters are included going forward. And so I'm hoping that this will lead to more and more accessibility being provided. What with this recognition that our languages are equal, we have these languages provided. We want to make sure that this continues to be provided. We want to make sure that that comfort, knowing that an interpreter will be there when a deaf individual watches their public official speak, we want to make sure that that comfort is there. And we want to see that humanity being respected. Oftentimes in the past, we've been made to feel like second-class citizens because we weren't made aware of what was been said, but now we feel that we're on par when it comes to information, just like everybody else in the state of Missouri. Now we have the opportunity to see that service being provided on a statewide scale.
That was Dr. Ope Aluwa-Satunwa, the executive director of the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, as heard through staff interpreter A.J. Housewright. Dr. Satunwa spoke about the impact of including ASL in important communications regarding the health and well-being of all Missourians during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.